Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
One toe. One little big toe. That was the difference last night. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. What a debut for the NFL. Like they do it any differently, Pearl. It's always exciting. This one, amazing, as the Ravens are trying a furious comeback. They were down double digits in the fourth quarter. And by a miracle, it seems, Lamar Jackson somehow finds Xavier Worthy, the tight end, who had just left the game, by the way, with it looked like a bad shoulder injury, gets back into the game, back of the end zone. He comes down with what looks like a spectacular catch, and his big toe was out of bounds. It was called a touchdown on the field. It got overturned. We knew John Harbaugh was going to go for two. He was going for the kill shot, but we are denied that last effort, and what a wild finish.
I feel like if the Ravens and the Chiefs play 100 times, 98 of the games are going to go like that. It felt so much like last year's AFC title game. The Ravens came in hell-bent on revenge,
yeah,
and same thing happened. They fell behind. Kansas City controlled the offense first half, and then Kansas City just held on, and Lamar came back at the end, but it wasn't enough. The Chiefs sort of messed it up at the end to even give the Ravens that much of a chance.
Yep.
I thought the Chiefs got conservative on offense, obviously, and thought, well, we'll just let the clock run out. And then all of a sudden, we're sitting there, Maggie, a minute 53 for Lamar. You knew he was going to get down the field in that situation at the very end.
A minute 53 with one timeout because they had burned two of their timeouts. I'm sorry, they had no timeouts. They used the third timeout on the plus side of the 2-minute warning.
Yeah, so the Chiefs had the ball, exactly.
It was Lamar Jackson, no timeouts, down by 7 points, needs the touchdown, and it was spectacular. Now, the thing about the Ravens is that you can talk about this last second Isaiah Likely toe out of bounds all you want. They blew multiple chances. They blew multiple chances, including two plays earlier, or a play earlier, was Zay Flowers, who was open in the end zone. Lamar Jackson just missed him. That's the story of this game. Besides the Chiefs, we'll get to in a second, adding this new weapon in Xavier Worthy, who scared the bejesus out of me as a Bills fan, but should be scary to the rest of the league as well. The Ravens were not put together here. I mean, talk about rusty. Talk about maybe not playing in the preseason and if that had any issues. Illegal formations all over the place. A turnover in their own territory. A sack fumble on Lamar Jackson. Burning their timeouts on defense because they can't communicate. And Justin Tucker even misses a 53-yard field goal. But, Prof, he makes those in his sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a stat. He's a little cold from 50-plus lately. But, you know, the Chiefs have that 12th man, though. The officials supporting Patrick Mahomes, some of the Ravens had to go. I mean, the Ravens did have a good point. They were calling penalties on their linemen that the same penalties were not called on the Chiefs linemen. I think the Ravens had a valid excuse. And also the couple, were there two roughings on Mahomes? Like one of them was like, what?
Well, also you can't push him when he's out of bounds though. Like that was dumb. It ended up being offsetting penalties, just backing up the Chiefs had that not been, because the Chiefs committed a holding penalty, it would have backed up the Chiefs if the Ravens had done something dumb there.
I think it was the other one. He wasn't out of bounds, and they called it. Like, he was definitely in bounds.
Yeah, they also missed one on Mahomes, too.
The first one they called was weak. I mean, there was no doubt about it. Well, and then there was the one on the sideline. Yeah, so they helped Mahomes. I think there's a legit argument. Also, two officials. You know, we're paying to watch football. We weren't paying. Last night was free. But can you chill out a little bit? You don't have to make 700 little calls just to make a point in the first quarter, which happens every year. I feel like every year I come in week one, week two, and week three, I'm saying, can you chill on the flags in the primetime games?
They were making a point about the illegal formation. Ronnie Stanley of the Ravens left tackle thought they were specifically targeting him. Okay, there were a lot of other self-inflicted wounds here by the Baltimore Ravens. They only have themselves, like, I don't say to blame, like the Chiefs were just standing around as bystanders, but if they clean up some of these mistakes, they're winning this game. And, you know, there's another...
No, I disagree with that. The Chiefs were winning this game. They just they had to decide when to hit the gas and when not to hit the gas. You really think that Baltimore should have won that game if they cleaned it up? I thought the Chiefs were still a better team. They were so much smoother.
Yeah, though the Chiefs definitely look smoother, but to your point, you know...
I mean,
conservative did they get? Here's the bottom line for the Chiefs. It looks good, and it looks even better with Xavier Worthy. And this is a first-round pick who has the fastest 40 ever ran at the combine at a 4.21, and he showed that speed on the field. Now, did he have the volume of catches? No. But was he effective with the times he did touch the ball? Yes. Because he scored two touchdowns in his first ever NFL game, Perloff, but you were not impressed with how they use Xavier Worthy.
No. I'm not impressed with how they... Yeah, he's a great speedster. There's no doubt about it. But what happened last night does not impress me. His one touchdown was a blown coverage.
Yeah.
It's basically a miscommunication between Marlon Humphrey and the safety. Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, did that play prove anything to you? Proved nothing to me.
He made the play. That one was a little bit easy. That what I'm talking about is the speed.
But there, we didn't even need speed on that one. But no. The reverse, I just think, like, you're a first-round receiver. I don't know. Maybe, like, running a reverse isn't that special in a way. Like, unless you got... I understand what you're saying. Like, he's like, you don't draft a guy so he can run a reverse.
Yeah, but how does that impact what the defense has to account for? You know, having the speed of of Worthy, just like having the speed of Tyreek Hill, what does it do? It may, you as a defense have to account for Patrick Mahomes, for Isaiah Worthy, for Rashi Rice, who had 7 catches for 103 yards last night. And you also have to always account for Kelsey. Whether Kelsey is going to be the old Kelsey this year or not, he has to be, you have to keep an eye on him. He has to be in check. So that leaves Xavier Worthy to be able to showcase his speed.
Which he did not do last night because he didn't throw one deep pass to him. So there was no showcasing this. You're talking about like running a fly pattern and catching a long bomb, which didn't happen, which will happen.
It's the first game and look how they used him. And look how effective he was. But it's going to get better or do we think it's going to get worse?
But the whole point of a fast guy is that he runs a long pattern and the safeties have to move back, which opens up everything. We haven't seen it yet. There's been none of that. I don't think did they try a long pass all night?
Yeah, they did because it was a one good, really good pass breakup by the Ravens.
Was that
to
Worthy?
No, it wasn't to Worthy. But the Ravens' secondary is really good.
But the Chiefs are so conservative in passing. Like, they all offseason said, we're going to throw the ball long. We're going to throw the ball long. We're going to throw the ball long. And they don't, unless they're setting up the Bengals, which I think might be true. They do need a little more vertical passing. Will you at least give me that?
Well, I don't know if they actually do because I'm looking at, you know, Mahomes with a very efficient 20 of 28 for basically 300 yards. I mean, like, to me about the NFL, it's not like how much you win by. Like, I don't know if that matters.
They start creeping up on Rashee Rice. So the Chiefs are going to counter that because If you know every play is going to be the same thing, at a certain point, defenses adjust.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're asking me if the best quarterback in the league with the best head coach in the league, now with a unique weapon like Worthy, with all the other guys they have, like, do I think they're going to be able to throw multiple stuff at you? I do. I think it's going to be game plan specific.
Do you think it'll look more like last year where they struggled a little bit offensively, or 2019 when Mahomes threw 50 touchdowns?
I think it's going to look more like the 50 touchdowns thing once they get going. I mean, again, it's Worthy's first game.
I don't at all. I think it's going to be a lot of Pacheco, a lot of short passing to Rice. They'll mix in Worthy for a couple long bombs. They'll definitely want to do Hollywood Brown for a couple long bombs. But I think this is a conservative Chiefs. I think the second era of Chiefs Super Bowls is going to be much more conservative.
Well, when you have a 10-point lead, why wouldn't you run the ball? You have a 10-point lead at home. Like,
but
you should
because in 2019,
ball.
They couldn't do that. Now they can with Pacheco, who did not have a ton of yards, but that guy's great.
Yeah, he is. 855-212-4227. If you want to talk about last night's game, I'm just calling it the toe game. I think we all are going to know, just shorthand. It's the toe game.
Yeah, I like that.
There's another part of the Chiefs that I was, you know, sometimes maybe you forget about it or you get lulled to sleep just a little, or it's just the off season or what have you, but there's a boogeyman element to the Chiefs of just the lucky breaks that they get. Right. And they, you make your own luck. Like, I'm not trying to say that they don't deserve it or that they're not putting themselves in this great position. But, you trade with one of your rivals to get Xavier Worthy and he's paying dividends. You have your left tackle of the future who did a fine job last night for the Kansas City. You also get things like this. Steve Spagnuolo calling a timeout and getting granted that timeout when defensive assistants or any assistant coach cannot call timeouts, okay? You also have Rashee Rice, according to Mike Florio, doesn't look like he's going to serve any kind of suspension this season. These are things that are just breaking right for the Chiefs, some big, some small.
You make it sound like that's luck. I think a lot of people think the NFL is a big fan of Taylor Swift and the Chiefs.
Oh, and that they're somehow influencing the court in Dallas?
Well, it does feel like the Chiefs get a lot of calls very consistently.
Oh, about Spagnuolo? You're talking about Rashee Rice?
Official, it just, I mean, right now, the NFL is dealing with everybody on the internet thinks the Chiefs get every call. That's just the way it is now. I'm not saying that's true, but it seems to be the trend. And that always happens with a great, I'm sure the 90s Cowboys seem to get every call, too. But also, the Rice thing is a little bit ugly because I like this tweet I saw. If he had made one parlay bet for $15, he'd be suspended for the year. But he gets caught on camera doing all this stuff. Like, what are they waiting for? They don't need a trial in this case.
Drag racing, people got hurt. You know, thank God nobody died.
This was
died,
an obvious suspension. So I don't know what the NFL is doing here.
And again, like, things are like breaking right for them. And that's, I think, when I talk about the boogeyman aspect of the Kansas City Chiefs, it's like this sort of inevitability that things are going to work out for them.
I thought you meant, you were going to go where Patrick Mahomes scrambles, throws a pass, gets bat up in the air. Mahomes out jumps two defensive players to come up with the ball. Like, these bounces.
Avoiding an interception,
and these bounces keep going the Chiefs' way, like they have in the Super Bowl. Little bounces here and there, little plays. But I will say one thing. I think an underestimated part of the Chiefs is their defense. And that linebacking core, Leo Chanel, Nick Bolton, Drew Tranquil, oh my God. Like, how do they get so good on defense? It's unfair. You give this Superman, Patrick Mahomes, a great defense now because I know that the Ravens did get some yards, but I thought the Chiefs' defense definitely popped.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they were tired at the end of the game. But that's, again, it's the first game, and you're not used to playing all these snaps. And it was weird because the irony of Baltimore blowing all their timeouts is that they didn't have any timeouts, so no one could substitute. So you end up keeping the Chiefs' defense on the field, and guys are just, like, taking knees.
The Chiefs took a timeout, but yeah.
Yeah, the Chiefs took one timeout. It's like, it's everything just seems to work out for the Chiefs. And it's that's the kind of thing that's like an intangible. It's like from the small things to the big things, to getting that timeout with Steve Spagnuolo, to getting Rashee Rice for the year. You know, it's like big and small things seem to just go their way. And I think a Chiefs fan would say, well, you make your own luck. You know, it's just skill, or it looks like luck, but we're actually, I'm planning for all this stuff. I don't know. It just feels like you have a left tackle that you have to replace for Patrick Mahomes, and the guy's on an island last night and he's looking good.
I think you also have to credit Andy Reid.
Yeah, of course.
Because there you could see Todd Monken calling plays on one thing. Things were always difficult for the Ravens. Yep. The whole game, like, nothing seemed easy.
Especially the third quarter on offense for them. It was
right. And the Chiefs, for some reason, their offense seemed a lot of space was built in. They always had, you credit Mahomes, too, but I think the offensive coaching staff is a step up in KC.
855-212-4227. We have a poll question out there. We have competing polls because Pearl
you don't want to read these, Maggie. They do not work out for you.
Work out for me? What did I say?
Here's exactly what I said. I said Xavier Worthy had two TDs, one on a reverse, one on a broken play. At Maggie Gray says he's Tyreek Hill 2.0. Is that an overreaction? 71% say yes.
Well,
it's an overreaction.
They don't live in my brain. But the other part, too, is how about our first poll, the original poll at Maggie and Pearl on X, where you can actually watch the show at Maggie Gray right now on X if you'd like to as well. Were you impressed with Xavier Worthy's debut performance? 85% say yes. You're the only person alive who's not impressed by what he did last night.
Josh sent a note to me. Tyreek 2.0, a little prisoner of the moment reaction. It was one game. Not taking anything away from Worthy, but let's chill.
No.
Let's
I'm not
chill.
Gonna
no,
chill.
That's
you
that's
chill.
Said, I think that overall message that, okay, forget the actual details of Xavier Worthy. Can Maggie chill as a Bills fan? Can your Bills fandom just chill this year? Can you just enjoy the football season for what it is and not see everything through this Bills Mafia sunglasses, where if Xavier Worthy gets a reverse, all of a sudden it's an indictment of the entire state of pro football in Western New York? Maybe it's just a nice little nifty play. Maybe it has nothing to do with the Bills. Can you just relax this season? Can 2024 be the season that you enjoy football instead of worrying about how does everything affect my Bills?
No. And how dare you, on top of that, even suggest that I should chill? Because if your Eagles were the ones who had given and gifted the Kansas City Chiefs Xavier Worthy, then every time he scores, a little part of you would die too.
No, because the Eagles actually did a trade, if you recall, where they traded up with the Dallas Cowboys to get Devontae Smith. Or wait, did they trade with? Yeah, I think it was. Anyway.
Great. So you're on the winning side of these things.
Whatever.
Congrats.
They traded off for Devontae Smith with a rival in the division.
Well, yeah, of course, if you win those kinds of trades, then you don't have the type of, you know, scar tissue that I'm pre-forming.
Do you know who the Cowboys got with that pick, the 12 pick?
Oh, was it Micah Parsons?
It was Micah Parsons. And nobody in Philly cares about that because we were never taking Micah Parsons and they were never taking Devontae Smith. The Bills were not taking Xavier Worthy. He's a great weapon in Kansas City. He would get murdered in Buffalo because it's too cold up there.
Let's not forget, the Bills also gave Kansas City Mahomes. So there's been a couple times when they've traded with Kansas City on the night of the draft, and it has not worked out particularly well. The Bills got Tre'Davious White back, who became an all-pro corner, but is now currently a Ram.
But they had Josh Allen. Or did they have Josh Allen? No, Josh Allen was
the next
year.
But
they got Josh Allen. The thing is, the Chiefs were getting Xavier Worthy anyway. It's not like the Bills were the only team that they could have called.
A little piece of me is going to die every time Xavier Worthy scores a touchdown this season, and I just want everyone to know that. And you take it personally, too, because he looks awesome.
Keon Coleman's going to have twice as many catches as Xavier Worthy. Keon Coleman's a big deal.
Will he have more touchdowns?
No. But did you see Florida State without Keon Coleman? Has anyone watched the Florida State Seminoles without Keon Coleman? That guy should have been the first overall pick based on what we've seen in college football.
Yeah, it was
and
just that.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, it's the NFL. Every rookie wide receiver is going to be awesome. Xavier Worthy could be great. He'll probably be the eighth best receiver in this class because they're all going to be Pro Bowlers in 2 weeks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Maggie, who did we pick yesterday on yesterday's show in the Chiefs-Ravens game?
Well, my prize pick, I cashed a Derrick Henry...
Oh, okay.
More than half a touchdown, so I feel good about my prize pick on Prize Picks.
That's funny. Use a promo code very MVP. Political answer there. Are you running for office by answering something completely different? Yeah, we both had the Ravens, and I still feel good about it. I mean, if Lamar's going to run for 16 times 122 yards to sell out his health for a win, they should have gotten it. Did not happen. But it's only Thursday night game. We have a Friday night game. We have so much to bet on this week.
Well, that, and also if we had just listened to our friend Nick Costos, then we would have known to bet the Chiefs last night because he was all over it. And Nick is good enough to join us now. Got up very early for us. He's in Las Vegas. Of course, he's the host of You Better You Bet. Nick, thanks for getting up early, dude. Las Vegas at 5:20 a.m. How you feeling?
Yeah, I feel awesome. I've been up since 2:45. I conduct my business on East Coast time when I'm out here. So yeah, it's long nights and early mornings, but that's how we do here. But I got to take care of business week one in the NFL. Great to be on with you guys.
I'm surprised you're not also monitoring the Asian markets somehow. Nick is all over it. Nick's going to be joining us on Fridays normally from the East Coast, normally on video, but we're going to do it on the phone today. Of course, we said Nick is the host of You Better You Bet on the BetQL network, and you were all over the Chiefs last night. But that's old news. That's history. We can't get those bets back, Nick. So let's turn our attention to tonight.
Because you bet the Ravens, or no? Is that history? Yeah. Is that the reason why?
Yes,
exactly.
Listen, I won with the Chiefs. Also, like Isaiah Likely is one toe away from that being a loss for anyone who bet Kansas City. Ravens are going to go for two for sure, and either win by one or lose by one. Mm. So that it came down to the very end. It wasn't as easy as you're making. I appreciate that, but that was a sweat literally until like the final inch of the game.
Yeah, literally the toe game. That's what we're calling it now. The Isaiah Likely toe game. But let's turn our attention to tonight. You get a gift here of a Friday night, kind of weird, Sao Paulo, Brazil, Perloff's Eagles and the Packers. How do you see this one from a betting angle?
Yeah, I think this one's a little tough, and I'll have really strong opinions on like almost every single game on Sunday. The fact that this game is being played in Sao Paulo, Brazil, I think adds like a little bit of uncertainty to the mix here. Now, we did see earlier this week, I want to say it was a Wednesday, that we saw an Eagles -3 hit the board basically across the screen. Eagles out to a 3-point favorite in the game. And I think bettors collectively said, and I was one of them, just like, no, like this can't be. Like Philly probably should be favored in the game, but by 3, like the most important number when you talk about betting in the NFL, that seemed to bridge too far. And now we're sitting like Eagles -2, -2.5. I think that's just right. If I had to bet this game, and I will make this bet, not because like I think it's a great bet. Like there are some bets that I think are great bets this weekend. This is not one of them. But I want an action bet tonight. I'll bet the over in tonight's game because I really, really love both of these offenses. I think both Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts are in for huge seasons this year. And I like a lot of the matchups that the wide receiving core for both teams has on the opposing secondary for both teams. So I'll have a small bet on the over for tonight's game. I'll give out a bunch of props for the game on my show on You Better You Bet coming up later today. But I don't love this game the way I love other games coming up this weekend.
Hey, Nick, can I ask a general week one question? Is there, if you're trying to bet this weekend, underdogs and unders feels like a week one thing because everyone's trying to figure stuff out. Is there any trend over the last several years that we can think about when we're making our picks this weekend?
Yeah, I don't really like trends for the most part. I will say, like, there is one trend that I think is pretty decent that has kind of been proven out over the last however many years, and it's offense is struggling when a quarterback for that offense does not play in the preseason. That, like, they come out like a little, like, they don't come out as strong. We actually saw this, Perloff, and you'll appreciate this as an Eagles fan. You know, when the Eagles came out last year, and they actually covered against the Patriots, which probably last year was more about New England than about Philadelphia. So Philly covers against New England last year in week one, but Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni make the point after the game, because Hurts didn't play last year in the preseason. Like, we probably need to adjust this a little bit next season, like, into the preseason. So I would just keep that in mind. It's one of the reasons, for instance, why, like, I think the Jets, on balance, have a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year than the San Francisco 49ers. I really believe that. But as far as this game goes on Monday night, like, we haven't seen Aaron Rodgers since, like, RFK was still in the presidency. and Brock Purdy played in the preseason. So, like, I like the Jets more than San Francisco this season, but I think that kind of probably makes me stop short of, like, liking the Jets on Monday night this week. I think that is actually a pretty decent trend.
Nick Costos is joining us from You Better You Bet. He's going to join us on Fridays during the football season to give us some of his favorite bets, and we will pick an upset bet coming later in this segment. We will do that every week, Nick's big upset of the week. Pat, hit the music. Yes, and that's how you're going to know the upset's coming, is when you hear that music.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Oh,
yes. I thought you'd like that one, Nick. All right, you said you have some bets on the board that you absolutely love. Clue us in on what you are just dying to bet this weekend.
Oh, I mean, well, how much time do you have here? Because I can go for like a while on all the games.
Give us a spread and then an over-under.
Okay, let's start with the over-under, and I guess we kind of have to wait just to make sure, and, like, I hate to do this, but I think this is really important for betting. There are potential, like, and obviously anyone that knows anything about weather in South Florida will be able to appreciate this. There's potential, like, thunderstorms in the forecast coming up on Sunday in Miami. Like, that can change. It can be perfect weather with the Dolphins and the Jaguars, but just something to watch out for. You do not have to be a meteorologist to know these things. There's a great website called NFLweather.com. NFLweather.com that tracks all of this stuff basically in real time, and you can see what's going to go on coming up on Sunday or in any game played on any day in the National Football League. So assuming we're not playing in like a torrential downpour on Sunday in Miami, absolutely love the overs. We'll start with the total in the Dolphins-Jaguars game. I am so bullish on both of these offenses this year. Obviously, like, Miami's offense is going to be good, and the offensive line, I think, will ultimately be the bugaboo for the Dolphins this season, but Mike McDaniel's going to scheme it up to get the ball out of Tua's hands. They've got ridiculously fast playmakers, obviously, with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Devon Achane, and fantasy name to know if there's an injury in that Dolphins backfield is rookie running back Jalen Wright, who's insanely fast and is like one injury away from being a league winner in fantasy football. So Dolphins offense, we know, is going to be good. And I think we get a big time bounce back this year from Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars offense. Better offensive line for Jacksonville. Love the first round draft pick of Brian Thomas from LSU. Like, athletic freak. Was awesome in the preseason. Maybe he doesn't like really pop right away, and it takes a couple weeks for the rookie to get fully integrated. But I'm really bullish on both of these offenses. Let's go over 49 with the Jaguars and the Dolphins. Over 49 Jaguars and Dolphins is my total pick of the week. And if I had to pick my favorite spread of the week, I'll give you this one. Even though the line has moved, so the bet is not as good now as it was 24 hours ago. But guys, this is one that I circled literally when like the schedule came out and the lines came out for week one. So I've been talking about this since May. And it's the Tennessee Titans on the road at the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not going to be like an anti-Caleb Williams thing. I think Caleb Williams is awesome. I think he's going to be great. And I think the Bears will be cooking with gas eventually. And to quote to channel my inner Vincent McMahon, but not this year. I don't see it happening this year. Not with Matt Eberflus as head coach. You know, it's like the plot of like a Nickelodeon sitcom. Like, loser gets cool haircut and grows beard and all of a sudden starts getting straight A's in school. It's like Hannah Montana, right? Or like, you know, starts dating someone attractive like in their class. It's not how real life works. So great, like Matt Eberflus got a cool haircut. Also, he's a terrible coach. He's terrible, right? Like, we all thought he was awful last year, and now it's just like, oh, well, they got Caleb Williams, so now the coach is good. Is he? Facts not in evidence for the Bears to be a 4-point favorite against Will Levis, Brian Callahan, and the Titans. Like, what if Will Levis is good? What if Brian Callahan is good? We know Matt Eberflus is bad. Like, we know it already. Titans plus 4, Titans plus 3.5. I bet 4.5 a while back, but it's not as good now, but I still like Tennessee.
Nick, can I just point out something? You can't see us. I'm pointing my computer. I'm making Maggie look at my computer.
Yeah, because
we do picks later in the show, and I had the Titans, which should make you nervous, actually, Dick.
But you don't want to be on the same side.
We're both going to win.
But I'll tell you, you know what convinced me? Bill Belichick said Caleb Williams wasn't that great in the preseason. That's all I needed. I don't know if you saw that soundbite.
He wasn't. Like, he made, like, a couple, like, he's insanely good, like, when he gets out of structure. So, like, the highlight everyone's going to look at is when, like, he's running around and has, like, the insane, like shot put pass to Odunze down the field. Like, yeah, that's a great play. Also, like, there's a lot of bad. I'm not saying he's going to be bad. I think he's going to be awesome. Just that, like, the expectation is, like, C.J. Stroud, guys, I think listeners should think about this, and it doesn't have to go this way. C.J. Stroud has, like, broken everyone's brain when it comes to thinking about rookie quarterbacks, because now it's like, well, if Caleb Williams can just be like 90% of C.J. Stroud, what? But this doesn't happen. Like, that's why it was so amazing that Stroud did that last year. It's not a negative to Caleb Williams to say he's probably not going to be as good as C.J. Stroud was last year.
Nick Costos is joining us from You Better You Bet. He's going to join us on Fridays every week. He got up early for us. He's in Las Vegas, but he's already been up. He's been up since 2 a.m. just doing what he does. All right, Nick, every week we're going to ask you for the upset of the week.
Do I get to phone a friend or no?
You are the friend. We're phoning you.
All right, that's the great comeback. Okay, I'll give you – I like a couple this week. I will give you what I think is the most fun one for our purposes.
Okay.
So are you ready for this? So how about this? On Sunday, I will take the team that has unquestionably, the better quarterback, the quarterback that you can trust more, the quarterback who's not dealing with a potential debilitating injury, and the quarterback who does not, in this game, have the massive contract with guaranteed money. Give me Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys to go on the road to Cleveland and beat Deshaun Watson and the Browns. Now, not a huge point spread here for the upset. Browns like a 2.5-point home favorite, but there are whispers. There are whispers. The whispers don't have to be right, but just I want to pass this along. There are whispers that Deshaun Watson's shoulder is like really screwed up. We didn't see him play. We didn't see Dak play in the preseason also, but we didn't see Deshaun Watson play at all in the preseason. He was supposed to play in the third preseason game and then was ruled out to general arm soreness in August, coming off a shoulder injury. Sounds bad. I trust Dak a lot more. I think the Cowboys might be just as good as the Browns this year, if not better. And if I trust one quarterback more, I'll take that team to win the game with a small point spread. Give me America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, to win on Sunday in Cleveland.
Wow. I love it. Hey, Nick, we're coming up against a break real quick. Can I understand that it's a big point spread, but Texas is going to kill Michigan, right? That's not even a form of a question. How do you view that game?
Well, there's a low total in the game, so you basically have to think that Michigan's not going to score in the game. I think it's 42.5, Texas a 7.5-point favorite. I like Michigan a little bit. The reason why I like Michigan and why I think Michigan's offense looked bad last week, like, they've got to get Alex, like, insert joke. They have to get Orgy on the field. They got to get Alex Orgy on the field here, who's like their dual-threat quarterback. Davis Warren did not look good last week against Fresno State. And Sharon Moore has said, and he's coaching without a contract, he should fire his agents. I want to fire his agent for him. We'll see more Alex Orgy. We'll lead to more explosive plays for Michigan. I don't know if Michigan wins the game, but I do think Michigan will cover. And last thing on this, Perloff, is everyone points to last year. Well, Texas beat Alabama in week two, so now they're going to like thump Michigan. They were underdogs in that game. In this game, they're a touchdown favorite on the road at the Big House. So I will begrudgingly, now that the number is 7, I'll take the points with Michigan coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, they just need to get involved in the orgy. That's what you were looking for, Nick. We're not that bad. Yeah, Nick, thank you so much. Have fun in Vegas. Travel safe home, and we appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you got it. Wishing you guys and all your great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
You can listen to Nick, the host of You Better You Bet, with our pal Femi Obefefe, who we absolutely love. That show is awesome. And Nick does a great job. So there you go. Yeah. We just hit you off with the upset of the week.
Wait, is Pat, is Nick still there? Well, it's amazing. Like, I love Nick. I think he's one of the great guys. The fact that I like him second best on his own show now, because I love Femi.
I do love
even
Femi.
Even more, I didn't want to tell Nick. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you brought Femi. Like, you were our favorite. Now you're our second favorite on your own show.
Like a 1A, 1B kind of thing. Doesn't have to play favorites necessarily.
But I got to tell you right now, I was going to pick the Titans.
Yeah, that's fine. You can double
I just don't
up
want you to
pick.
Think that I'm not seeing exactly. You just said glom. I'm not glomming on. I had the Titans circle.
You just want to take Nick as a professional bettor, and you want to pass us off as your own pick.
Oh,
sure.
My God. That's why
you need to beat me. I mean, it's drastic, but.
I have it written right here on my screen. It says Titans -4, which is a mistake.
It's
because they're +4. No, they're +4.
I'm also on the Titans. Pearl. So, Maggie, if you want to try to outsmart a professional bettor and me and Perloff.
Well, no, but Pat, now that everyone's picking the Titans, like, I think I'm going to mortgage a house and bet the Bears because, like, this does not feel right. This just feels too easy.
There are times where the public money wins.
Is the correct money. It's funny about the glow up with Eberflus. Now all of a sudden we think that he's a better coach just because he got a better haircut. Andrew Bogus is here. Bogus, you kind of have a little of the Eberflus.
Thank you for noticing, Maggie. And I did it first, far before he did.
He's got the U.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He's got a big, nice house on Lake Michigan.
That I don't
he's
have.
He's doing it all right.
Yeah. So, a lot of linen clothes. I don't have those either. Average penis size.
Is there something you'd like to tell us, Bo?
Where did that come from?
Is there something else you'd like to share with the class on some other shortcoming?
Is that an old DA show thing? I've never heard of that one.
I don't remember that one. The first two boilerplate I remember very vividly. That one, I don't know where that came from.
He's tapped your phone.
My wife's phone.
it is the worst. Good luck for rebounding from that one, Bogus. These better be the best headlines you ever had in your life.
Something big better have happened.
Oh, yeah, or
something
not.
Something medium is happening somewhere else.
I guess.
Oh, boy.
Something about size and Xavier Worthy.
And now the Chiefs will bring it on an end around to Xavier Worthy at the 20, 15 of the Ravens, 10, 4, touchdown! Kansas City rookie Xavier Worthy on a perfectly executed, well-blocked end-around.
Big debut to most of us, small one to Perloff. That was Mitch Holtis on Chiefs radio.
Mitch Holtis gets it. He was crediting the blockers. I mean, honestly, you want to talk about Noah Gray, then I'll talk to you. But Xavier Worthy,
Worthy also caught a touchdown pass on opening night at Arrowhead.
This is everything I dreamed of. Like I said before, I didn't want to go nowhere else but the Chiefs.
Definitely not Buffalo. Worthy and those Chiefs opening their quest for a 3-peat with a 27-20 victory over the Ravens, but only after review overturned Isaiah Likely's 10-yard TD catch on the final play of regulation because a toe or two came down out of bounds in the back of the end zone. Maybe, Maggie, this ends your Worthy nightmare. Mitchell Trubisky back to full practice yesterday after missing time late in camp with a knee injury.
Why are they even letting him in the facility? I mean, you already have Mike White as the backup now. We don't need you anymore, Mitch. Thank you and good luck.
Josh Allen likes to have backup quarterbacks who make him look better in comparison. I think that's a theory of Josh's.
That he needs that kind of ego boost? What is he, Deshaun Watson?
Give me another
Flacco hanging around?
Give me another explanation for why Trubisky's there. That's
Josh
the best
Allen
I got.
Needs somebody to play video games with. And apparently you can do that online now. So I guess you don't have to do that in person.
There is a super lame commercial out there where a bunch of NFL players are gladiators. Josh Allen's in that, right?
Yeah.
It's
Josh Allen.
Why he did
Justin
that.
Justin Jefferson, Kelsey.
And
couple others. There's like six
Megan
or
seven.
Derrick Henry.
And Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, she's like the...
It is god-awful, that thing.
That is a bad commercial.
Yeah.
Those like PlayStation 2 graphics. Like,
yeah.
Not only that, like Justin Jefferson's dancing and all the white guys are standing around watching him in that commercial. It's kind of weird.
This is a weird lion. They're doing like this Roman Coliseum type thing and they all want a Pepsi. Ah, it's weird.
They showed it like 10 times.
Yeah.
They showed it, I feel like, every time out, every commercial break, that same commercial showed up.
Wait, did you guys like the Kevin Hart, LeBron commercials? That commercial's been around, but they did some new ones that I thought were really funny.
They're okay.
Get out of here.
Kevin Hart is...
Oh, my God. You guys don't like LeBron and Kevin Hart as best friends in LeBron's living room? What's wrong
question.
With you?
Yuck. Is anyone actually filming these together anymore? I couldn't tell if they were actually in the same room. Maybe Kevin Hart and LeBron, but those other guys in the Pepsi commercial, I don't think any of them were actually together. It's so CGI.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's just weird. Anyway.
You're right. They didn't look like they were ever looking at each other at all.
Yeah.
That, but LeBron and Kevin Hart, that's going to be a movie in 2 years when LeBron finally retires.
It's not
retired.
Already a movie?
Yeah, I know. That Space I Jam think 5. They're really cute. A tall guy, a short guy. I'm not hard to please.
Or you're Xavier Worthy and nothing works.
Yeah, Perloff's only has two speeds.
Yeah.
Either it's awesome or it sucks. There's no in between.
Oh, I'm sorry. Guy gets two catches in his rookie debut and all of a sudden Jerry Rice should just retire, you know, take down his bus because Xavier Worthy has arrived. The NFL will never be the same. Two catches.
That's definitely what we said.
Keon Coleman's about to have 11 catches for 73 yards. Then we'll talk.
Mark that down. There was a loss for the Chiefs yesterday. Superfan Xavier Badubar, better known as Chiefsaholic, sentenced to 17 and a half years in jail. No parole for a string of bank robberies. Chiefsaholic pled out in February, admitting to stealing $800,000 through 11 robberies across 7 states.
Yeah, is that a Chiefs loss? And the guy's a scumbag.
Oh, he's terrible. But you know what's funny is, like, bank robberies, I think there's something romantic about it because of, like, movies and yeah. stuff. It's like, oh, that's such a clever... Well, it's not clever, but it's like, oh, that's a... What type of crime am I looking at?
It's like a romantic.
It's a heist.
Yeah, like a heist. But like this guy sucks, and he totally scared the hell out of people, and he should absolutely go to jail for 17 and a half years. He should stay there for all those years.
I also feel like it feels like victimless to people because no one cares if Chase loses money, and like you figure like I'm going to get my money back if you're a customer. So it's just like this cool thing of a plan and
right. Like Ocean's 11. It's like knocking off a casino.
More like the town. Like, oh yeah, I like Ben Affleck.
Right.
It's not a real life. I think these people are scared to death, you know, and your life is forever changed if you're in a bank when it's getting robbed.
Sorry. So Point Break is a big one in my family.
Yeah.
I know, there is something...
Like this heroic.
Like Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde, exactly. Like the 20s and those guys with the Tommy guns. But you're right, in reality, it's not good.
My wife shared a reel with me yesterday. I don't know if it's new or old, but a guy with a pantyhose over his head driving around a car asking where the nearest bank is to people and seeing them react. Like, which bank? It doesn't matter. Just a bank.
Sounds like something they would have done on Jackass a long time ago with Johnny Knoxville show.
Yeah.
USC football retired Caleb Williams, number 13, yesterday. They also returned Reggie Bush's number 5 to the display at the LA Coliseum now that he has his Heisman Trophy back. The New York Liberty, a 77-70 home win over the Seattle Storm last night. Sabrina Ionescu, 17 points and 8 assists. And the U.S. Open women's final is now set. Second-seeded Aryna Sabalenka will battle American hero Jessica Pegula tomorrow night. Sabalenka knocked out another American, Emma Navarro. Then Pegula rallied past Carolina Muhova in 3 sets. She was a point away from being down 6-1, 3-love before beginning that comeback. Guys, back to you.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, ODB. We will get back to the game from last night in just a moment because it was a crazy one. Isaiah Likely's toe, the difference. It was out of bounds on a final play. Knew John Harbaugh was going to go for 2 if the touchdown stood. They were going for the win on the road against Kansas City, but the touchdown gets waved off because Isaiah Likely's toe is out of bounds. Pearl is a wild one, but... we do have a bit of an update that's very important to this show.
Yeah.
Extremely important. And it's about Dak Prescott's contract. What's the latest that you have? Oh, let's hit the music.
Yeah. I wasn't prepared for this question, but I did read Dak hinted that it doesn't even have to happen by Sunday. That he seems like everybody's saying... hinting they're in the red zone of this contract.
Yeah.
Like, Dak's side is positive, and he said it doesn't necessarily have to be done by Sunday. And the team has gotten weirdly kind of quiet about it. Team like Stephen Jones or those guys are now being a little evasive. So a lot of people think it's close.
Let's hear a little from Dak Prescott. We've got the sound for you. Pat, let's hear cut 3. Dak says he understands the contract talks are complicated, but both sides continue to work at it.
It's a lot that entails in parts and moving parts in the contract. And those guys, I know both sides are working.
All right. And he's not putting a timetable on the contract.
I would say that they're working. I don't know if that's necessarily the timeline. I can't say, oh, hell, I'll put a timeline on to Todd and Steven if we don't get this done, this or that. But... I know they're working.
Can we hear cut 5 too? Dak says he's not distracted by this because he's not motivated by money.
Being out there in between the lines with people that you share a brotherhood with, Yeah, something that's just special about this game of football, and we're just blessed that that money comes with it, and I'm in the position that I'm in, that we can be having these conversations, but that doesn't motivate me.
Imagine being in a prolonged contract with someone, and then all of a sudden they say, well, I'm not motivated by money. It's like, well, then sign the deal. Like, what are we doing?
That's anyway, a good point.
Yeah.
I would not say that if I were him. I'd be like, you know what? I'm motivated by a lot of things, and I'm going to keep all those to myself. That's your Cowboy Quickie. Now, why this is scary for me is you heard Dak say there's not necessarily a timeline. Now, usually guys will say, you know, when the season starts, I'm cutting it off. You know, this is it. You have your chance, but deadline spur action maybe, and I don't want to talk about this during the season. Dak's kind of leaving it open, which means at any moment, the anvil can fall squarely on my head of me losing this bet where if Dak Prescott signs a long-term deal with the Cowboys and is the Cowboys quarterback next year, I have to go sit at a Waffle House for 24 hours, and for every waffle I eat, 1 hour comes off the time. Now, if you lose the bet and Dak Prescott moves on to a different team, you have to do the Waffle House bet, albeit with cheese omelets because you're watching your carbs.
That sounds so unmanly. It's incredible.
I'm sorry, it's the truth.
Yeah, honestly, I offered you an out yesterday. I don't know anymore. I offered that, but I'm a little nervous because...
Sounds like they're doing the deal.
It does sound like that, but why isn't it done?
I don't know, especially if Dak's not motivated by money.
Yeah.
And just get out there. I don't know. I think this is trending in the right direction for Dak.
But such a bizarre situation. Yeah. They're probably... And I know this frustrated you with Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco. Like, why to have this hanging out all offseason if you guys were probably close on the money anyway? They're probably at about $55, $56 million a year, 4 or 5 years. So I don't understand what the details they're hashing out are.
Well, that's funny because Diana Rossini had reported on this a little earlier this week and said not only is it the years that's the hang-up, which Dak wants more, the Cowboys want to do less. Clearly, that's smart for a quarterback who's over 30. But... also questions of whether or not he can win a Super Bowl. So I kind of think Jerry wants everyone playing on one-year deals. Like, I think they're so ticked off about how and disappointed about how things ended losing to the Packers. I think he wants Mike McCarthy feeling it. I think he wants Dak Prescott feeling it to see if maybe the outcome changes with guys playing in the final season. It might be flawed logic, but I kind of get it.
Yeah, I mean, longtime Cowboys reporter Clarence Hill said the years is not an issue at all.
Oh, really?
So, who knows? I mean...
insider standoff.
But the other thing, the ironic part is Dak wanted less years last time, and now he wants more years. I get it, man. If I'm the Cowboys, I don't want more years. That is important to have some flexibility here. Dak, if we forget, he was in a walking boot this offseason. Like, I don't think he's ever going to be mobile Dak again. And mobile Dak was insane. Mm-hmm. So the question is, are you getting an A-plus Dak Prescott from 30 through 35 and then 35 through 40? That's a legit question. I mean, I understand everyone says the Cowboys don't know what they're doing, but I do think there's obvious logic here.
Yeah, but he was runner-up in the MVP last year. So
right,
like,
but is it going to get better or is it going to get worse?
Well, I mean, he and Mike McCarthy, it was bad against Green Bay, but they're good together.
But he's never been a runner, but he's always been kind of mobile. I guess you do worry about guys who, like Russell Wilson, falling off a cliff. He's not the same style as Russell Wilson, but there is a little bit of Dak and health concerns.
Yeah, he's bigger than Russ, obviously.
The fact that he was wearing a boot this summer, like, says that whatever happened to his right leg, that is never going to be perfect.
Preventative boot?
I don't know.
Something like that. He was going on a boat. 855-212-4227.
Oh, okay.
There you go. When you go on a boat, you got to wear a boot. Everyone knows that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.